This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, this is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say. And that was, what was his name? Mr. Ron Rogers. Right. You know, he made quite a career for himself, Mr. Rogers did. And whatever happened to Bill Nye, the science guy? Talk about an idiot. No, I'm not talking about, you know, beautiful day in the neighborhood guy. No. Mr. Rogers is not. I liked Mr. Rogers. I didn't watch Mr. Rogers as a kid growing up, but, you know, I liked him. He was cool. He had interesting shoes and things like that. He, you know, put a sweater on. Tom Hanks played him once in a movie, I guess. That's what I understand. Why are we talking about... Listen, we got other things to hash out here that are more important, right? Like the $1 trillion unfunded liabilities that's just kind of circulating around out there. And what it has to do with California versus New California. And, of course, this whole new thing that's happening called New California. The formation of a new state. Hello. It's happening. And, boy, there's going to be so much coming out. And by the way, what's going on at the White House? White House is that Democrats are lining up to talk to Donald J. Trump. Shocking. 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 You know, the Democrats that want to get reelected, especially in the House. Maybe they're changing their tune. Let's go talk to Donald. Maybe we can get away from the Wicked Witch of the West. Somebody has got to pour water on her soon. We're talking about Nancy, Nervous Nancy, Nervous Nancy. Somebody has got to pour water on her. I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking. Because truly, maybe, maybe a golden stream straight out of the Russian dossier, right? Hello. Maybe that's what they were talking about. Maybe we have it all wrong. Maybe this Russian dossier was prophetic. But it was actually talking about a witch. You know, when you get into witchcraft, it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? What is wrong with me today? Actually, I feel pretty good. So, you know, those of you that know that I was shockingly sick for a while. Wow, that flu just boom, boom. Stay, wash your hands. That's with regular soap and water, not antibiotic business, just regular soap and water. And wash your hands. And, you know, the Chinese, Chris Street was on the show the other day and said, look, you wonder why there's the coronavirus all over the place and why people are dying in China. 23% of the population wash their hands. Personal hygiene is just not one of the things going on in China. And the suggestion is, hey, how about just, you know, putting some soap and water out? But, you know, you got to remember, China doesn't have a lot of water. I mean, you got a couple trillion people that you got to, you know, feed and make have water, you know. Their use is something like 20 gallons a day or something like that. Really small based upon the population. And again, you know, they don't give it much thought to wash their hands. They don't. For the most part. So you have all these people, which is kind of a sad thing. And we talked about this a little bit last night on the public call for New California. But it is very, very true. You know, we have all these socialist, progressive, communist notions about stack and pack housing and regionalism and business like that, which is all right straight out of, you know, Marx and Soviet-style governance. In other words, that's how the Soviet Union wanted to, you know, create its own utopia. And it's not really working out here in California. Anyway, this whole thing that with stack and pack housing is a big reality in China. And Chris Street has been there many, many times, and other people have seen. I've seen the pictures, and there's a lot of buildings that are high rise buildings, and these high rise buildings actually serve as, of course, the I guess you would say the company town. Back in the day. When you know, whole companies would buy up, you know, mines, let's say, open pit mines and so on. And, you know, because of the location, it might be out in the hinterlands. It might be out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of the desert. And so, you know, rather than to commute, you couldn't commute. I mean, the commute to a population center was 5 or 6 hours away. That's a problem. So they would open up the town right there at the site, at the mining site, or at the lumbering site. So there would be a store. There would be all the amenities of, you know, but it would be all be run by the company. And oftentimes people wouldn't get paid in money. They'd get paid in company scrip. That was the currency that you used right there in the company town. My point is that what we have now is stack and pack housing being provided for all these workers in China. And that's the company town, high-rise buildings, stack and pack. So they get, you know, 600 square feet to live in every day. And they're high concentration. You could have 20, 30 stories of people living like that. And, of course, they work them like slaves. They really do. You know, they bring people in from the rural areas. Listen to this. This is how they exploit the rural areas. They bring people in from the farms, basically. All these ruralized people in China, and they put them in the factories, and they lure them into the factories with pay and so on, but they treat them like slaves in the company town, in the company stack and pack. And a lot of times one of the biggest problems that the company has to deal with. Sorry, it's Agenda 21 Radio Coffee Time. Yikes. In the stack and pack situation, with you know just a few hundred, you know, just maybe 500-600 square feet of living space, disease is prevalent. And of course, in the case of coronavirus, they're finding that as Chris was talking about, the virus actually active and alive on doorknobs. So it's a pretty vigorous virus. I mean, a lot of viruses, when they become exposed to sunlight, they die. You know, when you exhale, they die in the moisture in the air and so on. That's just part of virology to know that. But a one that's quite vigorous that lives on doorknobs and is still viable after a while, that's a problem. So you better wash your hands. That's the bigger point. And if you're in China and you don't have anything to wash with and you don't know the culture of washing your hands and proper hygiene, then it's not a shocker that the diseases are spreading. Now, one another thing, too, which is kind of interesting, Chris Street brings this out about this slave labor business, bringing people in on the from the farms into the rural, urbanized areas from the rural, is that depression is quite big. So suicidal tendencies is huge. And so that was one of the biggest problems that many employers had was suicide. And, of course, people would just jump right out of the windows in the buildings and, you know, plop. So what they did to stop that, they got creative. They put big, huge nets around the buildings. So wherever you jumped out of, there was always a net to catch you. And still is. Is that what we want in America? Well, the Chinese apparently want that for us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Pompeo warned the governors the other day. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is where the revolution is. It's where New California is coming alive. It's alive. It's alive. That's what they're saying in Sacramento right now. It's alive. It's alive. Well, you know, we came alive in January 15, 2018, but shocking. Here we are with the hearts beating really stronger and getting stronger. Certainly after the end of this month, watch out. Okay, so anyway, we've got Mike Pompeo up next in the batter's box. He's stepping up to the plate. He's going to be discussing at the National Governors Association, shocking, just last week. And this is something that basically has came out over the weekend. It's a stunning little tale of communism and how the communists are, of course, infiltrating us. He makes the point that's never been made before by any Secretary of State or by anybody to these governors about the infiltration of the communist in our system.
Thank you, Governor Hogan. Governor Cuomo, nice to see you.
His introduction.
It's great to be here with you all. I was watching basketball on my phone on the way in, Auburn 91, LSU 90. It's a final in overtime. Yes, exactly. I was reminded, you said I'm the 70th Secretary of State. It always reminds me President Trump is the 45th President of the United States, so there is a lot more turnover in my gig than there is in his. So it's good to be with you today. I do want to thank Governor Hogan and the Vice Chair, Governor Cuomo, and everyone else here at NGA for hosting me here today. It's a hard act to follow, following the President's State of the Union address the other night. I have no medals of freedom to distribute here today. Nor am I passing out copies, so you can't tear them up when I'm done. I've gotten to know some of you as I've traveled throughout the states. I've probably traveled inside the country more than many secretaries of state. It's something they usually don't do as much. I think it's important that the American people understand what our diplomats are doing around the world and why we're doing it. So I just wanted to mention that if you see me in your state, I'm not lost. I know your state has not seceded from the Union. I know where I am. Although I know there's some folks in California who are clamoring for Cal exit. So President Newsom, I look forward to working with Secretary of State Feinstein when that comes to be. I can get away with California jokes. I grew up in Southern California. My dad still lives in the same house I grew up in Orange County. It's a wonderful place. Last year, I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal making sounds like it might have come from President Trump, but the invitation from former governor.
I'm sorry, we're having a little technical difficulty here. We'll see if we can get this straightened away. Here we go.
Here this afternoon.
To reset all this, thanks to bad technology. See if we get this rocking and rolling here. No, we get the commercial. Jeez. Should I skip? These are, you know, we're being attacked. I tell you, we're being attacked. course, that's not true. We're not being attacked. We're being attacked. Now, that's true. No, I'm just kidding. We can skip the ad now. We can go on.
Look, there's not.
I've gotten to know some of you as I've traveled throughout the states. I've probably traveled inside the country more than many secretaries of state. It's something they usually. So, President Newsom, I look forward to working with Secretary of State Feinstein when that comes to be. I can get away with California jokes. I grew up in Southern California. My dad still lives in the same house I grew up in Orange County. It's a wonderful place. Last year, I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal making sounds like it might have come from President Trump, but the invitation was actually from a former governor. I was being invited to the U.S.-China Governors Collaboration Summit. It was an event co-hosted by the National Governors Association and something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship and Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty harmless. What the invitation did not say is that the group I just mentioned, is the public face of the Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency, the United Front Work Department. Now, I was lucky. I was familiar with that organization from my time as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, but it got me thinking, how many of you made the link between that group and Chinese Communist Party officials? What if you made a new friend while you were at that event? What if your new friend asked you for introductions to other politically connected and powerful people? What if your new friend offered to invest big money in your state, perhaps in your pension, in industries sensitive to our national security? These aren't hypotheticals. These scenarios are all too true, and they impact American foreign policy significantly. Indeed, last year, a Chinese government-backed think tank in Beijing produced a report that assessed all 50 of America's governors on their attitudes towards China. They labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has.
Shocking, isn't it? Shocking. Now, he's speaking to these governors all assembled in one place at one time.
Many of you, indeed, in that report are referenced by name. So here's the lesson. The lesson is that competition with China is not just a federal issue. It's why I wanted to be here today, Governor Hogan. It's happening in your states with consequences for our foreign policy, for the citizens that reside in your states, and indeed for each of you. And in fact, whether you're viewed by the CCP as friendly or hardline, know that it's working you. Know that it's working the team around you. Competition with China is happening inside of your state, and it affects our capacity to perform America's vital national security functions. I want to set the context today for this topic. At the end of the Cold War, America started to engage with China heavily. It made good sense. We thought that the more we interacted, the more it would become like a liberal democracy, like us here in the United States. It didn't happen. And you all know this. Indeed, under Xi Jinping, the country is moving exactly in the opposite direction. More repression, more unfair competition, more predatory economic practices, indeed a more aggressive military posture as well. Now, you should know, this doesn't mean we can't do business with China. I had an operation when I ran Century International. We had a small office in Shanghai. We can find places to cooperate when our interests converge. You can see that in the first part of the trade deal that President Trump got done, signed last month. We're happy about that. It was the right thing to do. That was indeed a deal that was good for both the United States and China. And these economic ties are powerful. They're important and good. They're good for your state. They're good for America. Look at the nearly 18 tons of medical supplies the United States just flew to China this past week to help fight the coronavirus. Yesterday, we announced more than $100 million in assistance to China and the countries that are affected by that virus. And on that note, too, I want to take just a moment to note I want to send my condolences to the loved ones of the United States citizen.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Right now we're listening to Mike Pompeo, and he's talking to the Governors Association about communist Chinese and communist China and the influence of communist China on all the states. He's point blank talking to him about it. And this has never happened. And I got to tell you, as the video goes, they're panning the room to look at the governors. They have the tables are all set up, and the speaker can see all the governors. The governors have their little name plaques. And as he's talking, the faces on these governors are like, "Oh boy, I'm dealing with China in exactly the same way he's talking about," which is, of course, not real good for our country. No one's ever had this talk with these governors like this. And there's a lot of long faces. And you got people, I mean, scrunching down in their chairs. It's just like they're trying to climb, like, get underneath the table so they can't be seen. I'm serious. the governor, good governor from Maine, as an example, was just going, wow, he's trying to scrunch down. We're going to rejoin this. Here we go. As soon as we get the sound going.
...to the coronavirus in Wuhan over the last days. But while there are places we can cooperate, we can't ignore China's actions and strategic intentions. If we do, we risk the important components of our relationships that benefit both countries. The Chinese government has been methodical in the way it's analyzed our system, our very open system, one that we're deeply proud of. It's assessed our vulnerabilities, and it's decided to exploit our freedoms to gain advantage over us at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. Last year, I announced that I would give a series of speeches on China, and this is part of that. It's the context in which state and local government officials ought to think about the way they lead with respect to our relationship. It's important. China matters. It's been part of my mission at the State Department to mobilize all parts of the United States government. I was out in Silicon Valley a couple weeks ago to talk to America's leading tech companies about this very set of issues, and I need your help too. What China does in Topeka and Sacramento reverberates in Washington and Beijing and far beyond. Competition with China is happening. It's happening in your state. In fact, I'd be surprised if most of you in the audience have not been lobbied by the Chinese Communist Party directly.
You know, I want to chime in here because Hutchinson from Arkansas is listening intently. Another unknown, I can't see the name player. They're tuned into this. These governors know there's dirt on them in this respect. Now, unwittingly, they think this is all part of doing business because over the 8 years, over 20 years, over 30 years, we've been accommodating China. This is the first time they're really hearing the downstream of all this stuff, which is really coming from Peter Navarro and Donald Trump and Chris Street, our own Chris Street. Yeah, you New California Chris Street, that guy. Yeah, that guy. This is coming out from Pompeo to these governors. It's blunt force trauma time on these guys. And you can see it in their faces. They're going, uh-oh, we're having that talk about China.
Chinese Communist Party friendship organizations like the one that I referenced earlier are in Richmond, Minneapolis, Portland, Jupiter, Florida, and many other cities around the country. But sometimes China's activities aren't quite that public, and I want to talk about some of that today. Let me read you an excerpt of a letter from a Chinese diplomat. It was China's consul general in New York, sent a letter last month to the speaker of one of your state legislatures. Here's what the letter said in part. It said, quote, as we all know, Taiwan is part of China. Avoid engaging in any official contact with Taiwan, including sending congratulatory messages to the electeds, introducing bills and proclamations for the election, sending officials and representatives to attend the inauguration ceremony, and inviting officials in Taiwan to visit the United States. End of quote from the letter. Think about that. You add a diplomat from China, assigned here to the United States, a representative of the Chinese Communist Party in the New York City, sending an official letter urging that an American elected official shouldn't exercise his right to freedom of speech. Let that sink in for just a minute. And this is...
I'm going back again. Here's the panel. Governor Little from Idaho. Governor Walz from Minnesota. And Governor Beshears from Kentucky. Those are three panel right there. And they're looking around like, holy S. He's saying these things. You got to say these things to get the truth out. And of course, I don't see Gavin Newsom in the room. Of course, he's going, no, well, he loves China because he's one of them.
This isn't a one-off event. It's happening all across the country. Chinese consulates in New York, in Illinois, in Texas, and two in California, bound by the diplomatic responsibilities and rights of the Vienna Convention, are very politically active at the state level, as is the embassy right here in Washington, D.C. Maybe some of you have heard about the time when the Chinese consulate paid the UC San Diego students to protest the Dalai Lama. or last August, when a former governor, Phil Bryant of Mississippi, received a letter from a diplomat in the council's office in Houston threatening to cancel a Chinese investment if the governor chose to travel to Taiwan. Phil went anyway. Last year, a high school in Chicago disinvited a Taiwanese representative to serve on a climate panel after Chinese pressure. You know, it's one thing to pressure the Secretary of State of the United States of America. It seems quite something else to go after a high school principal. It shows depth. It shows systematization. It shows intent. Chinese Communist Party officials, too, are cultivating relationships with county school board members and local politicians, often through what are known as...
Well, well, well. Local levels. This is what they're doing, getting at the local levels.
Sister cities programs. Look, this Chinese competition is something you all know. It sits in the back of your mind, but you have many duties, and you are busy people. But this competition is well underway, and while these might seem like local matters to some, the cumulative effect is of enormous national importance and international significance. Of course, too, our public educational institutions are another arena of competition with China. Now, I know, governors, you don't run these institutions on a day-to-day basis, but you often have impact on the people that do. The FBI director, and I think the attorney general, too, talked yesterday about something called the Thousand Talents Plan. It's a plan to recruit scientists and professors to transfer the know-how we have here to China in exchange for enormous paydays. The program's probably targeted campuses in your state. Indeed, the Department of Justice has indicted professors in my home state at the University of Kansas and at Virginia Tech and at Harvard. A Texas A&M investigation reportedly discovered more than 100 academics participating in Chinese talent recruitment plans. Only 5 of them had declared that they were participating in this program. And goodness knows what else we've not discovered. There are indeed very credible reports of Chinese government officials pressuring Chinese students, students studying right here in the United States of America, to monitor fellow Chinese students and to report back to Beijing. One very prominent pro-democracy Chinese student on a college campus in the Northeast last year received death threats. Death threats for exercising his right to free speech. The FBI became involved. Make no mistake about it. We want talented, young Chinese.
Okay, there's, again, the faces of more governors. Burgum of North Dakota. Holcomb. Where is that? I can't really tell. Governor Hutch, of course, who got Arkansas. They're looking around like, uh-oh, this means me.
Chinese students to come study in the United States of America. I see it at Wichita State University. These are wonderful young people. We ought to encourage them to be here. But they shouldn't have to fear the long arm of Beijing, which often reaches out via groups like the Chinese Students and Scholars Association. Look, that's just one of many campus groups directly influenced by the Chinese Communist Party and its representatives right here in the United States. Many of you are familiar with Confucius Institutes. Confucius Institutes purport to have the sole purpose of teaching Mandarin language skills and Chinese culture. A bipartisan Senate committee found last year in 2019 that the Chinese Communist Party controls nearly every aspect of the Confucius Institute's activities here in the United States. Over the past few months, the University of Missouri, the University of Kansas, the University of Maryland, have independently decided to close down their Confucius Institutes after conducting their own reviews. And schools in 22 other states are doing...
Now we're seeing a picture of Ducey in Arizona and McMaster in South Carolina. And they got the long faces on. They've got the long faces on. They don't like being called out like this at all. No, we have no calling out here going on.
Or have already done the same. Sadly, China's propaganda campaign starts even earlier than college. China has targeted K through 12 schools through its Confucius Classrooms, the CCP's program, to influence kids in elementary, middle, and high schools around the world. Do you know that we have no ability to establish similar programs in China? I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. President Trump's talked about reciprocity in trade. We should have reciprocity in all things. Today they have free rein in our system, and we're completely shut out from theirs. As of 2017, there were 519 of these classrooms in the United States. Beijing knows that today's kids are tomorrow's leaders. The China competition is happening. It's happening in your states, and it's a competition that goes to the very basic freedoms that every one of us values. And when it comes to doing...
Yeah, the basic freedoms that we all value. It's going nuts, huh? Yeah, kind of going nuts. Yeah, it's interesting to see how this is all panning out. But you know what? We're going to be able to stop it because people like the good governor, or the good Mike Pompeo, is telling us how it's happening.
I'm asking you to adopt a cautious mindset. In the words of President Reagan, when you're approached for an introduction or a connection to a deal, trust but verify. I know you all have power over pension funds or the people that run them. As of
this
latest public filing, the Florida retirement system is invested in a company that in turn is invested in surveillance gear that the Chinese Communist Party uses to track more than 1 million Muslim minorities. California's pension fund, the largest public pension fund in the country, is invested in companies that supply the People's Liberation Army that puts our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines at risk. And as the case for many Chinese companies too, no Sarbanes-Oxley. Their books are not wide open. So it's difficult to know if the transaction that's being engaged in is transparent and fair and follows the rule of law. Now, all of these things may well be legal, but the question is, do they demonstrate good judgment and preserve America's national security? I want to urge vigilance on the local level, too. In the District of Columbia, there have been concerns raised that the new metro cars manufactured by China could be vulnerable to cyber threats. So again, it's worth trusting but verifying. There are federal officials prepared to help you work your way through these challenges when they arise. Don't make separate individual deals.
Governor Herbert from Utah looking on very distressed. As he's being, they're all being warned. Trump is warning these guys. And, of course, who's right in the thick of all this? California. That's why it's called Communist California. Hello?
In agreements with China that undermine our national policy, I know none of you would do so intentionally. Let us help you make sure we're getting it right. We're here to help. The Trump administration wants to help. There are so many things we have already done. Last year, we issued a letter to state governments. It reaffirmed that Taiwan remains a key business partner and a friend in every other way. We've strengthened the review process for Chinese companies that are investing in your states. We've revoked visas for so-called research scholars who abused their privileges by teaching at Confucius classrooms and made sure that they departed the United States. We've banned scientists from the Department of Energy, which oversees America's 17 largest labs, including our nuclear research facility in New Mexico. We did so because they are participating in Chinese talent recruitment programs. We've directed two Chinese propaganda outlets, the Chinese Global Television Network and Xinhua News Agency, to register as foreign agents. And we at the State Department have started to require Chinese diplomats to comply with the same rules we comply with when we're in China. Chinese diplomats now must notify the State Department in advance of official meetings with state and local officials. They must declare their official visits to U.S. educational and research institutions as well. This is just fairness, reciprocity, basic common sense. This is not an onerous restriction to put on China. Look, I know it's 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon. There were lots of good things we could do. I hope you will all take on board what I've said today. You all have important missions. leading your states. These are complex, difficult jobs. You have the task to create jobs and opportunity in your state for your people and attract human capital investment that undergirds our prosperity. It's a tough job. And you get curveballs every day from all across the place. But don't lose sight of the competition from China that's already present in your state. Let's all rise to the occasion and protect our security, our economy, indeed all that we hold dear, all of those freedoms. It's what leaders must do. It's what we do as Americans. I hope God will bless each and every one of you, each of your states in the United States of America. Thank you for letting me be with you here this afternoon.
Warm applause, actually. Almost like, you know, they needed to hear that. And again, he's making his way around the room. We just have a couple seconds of this. So, warm applause. I think everybody was like, okay, yeah. They needed to be verified, I think, these governors, except for, you know, California and a couple others. They needed to be verified in what they know already. That the federal government is there. And the federal government is looking over their shoulder at them. Shocking, I know. Shocking. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. We'll come back from the break. It's going to be, actually a short break. To the end of the hour. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on, of course, in New California. I want to remind everybody that we have our 6th Constitutional Convention coming up, and it's going to be the 28th and 29th in San Luis Obispo at the Alex Madonna Exposition Center. So you might want to get your tickets if you're down in that area. It's going to be a very, very unique experience because, remember, New California is happening. It's moving forward. It's becoming a state. We're not slipping up on anything. We're growing stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger towards statehood. It's going to be a wonderful experience. Governor Mike Huckabee will be one of our featured speakers. Adam Housley will also be from Fox News, former reporter with Fox News. And Chris Ann Hall, constitutional specialist, will be there. I'll be there making presentations, of course. And so will Chris Street, our economist, will be there. And, of course, Chris has just done a fantastic job in terms of, you know, making sure economically things are going to fit for the new California, which they will, which they will. The new California is going to be a dominant theme going forward for a number of different states that are going to follow along. In fact, we'll have people from New Illinois movement that'll be present actually there also. So we are looking forward to seeing you there. Make sure you get your tickets and get them early because they will go up. And we do expect a lot of people to be there. We do expect a packed house, if you know what I mean. So anyway, that's just kind of part of what we're doing. I'll tell you, it's been really a neat experience, this whole thing with New California. And the history books are all written and everything. 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it's going to be an amazing, amazing a tribute to freedom and liberty. No question about it, which is what everybody hopes to have, right? Which is what everybody hopes to have is freedom and liberty. And, of course, in California, that just does not exist any longer. And I think everybody kind of understands how that whole thing is playing out. You know, it's interesting in California today, it is becoming such a repressive state. 1,600 laws were passed in the last legislative session and got signed into law by the governor. 1,600, you know, really the reality check, it should have been a couple hundred, maybe two. But, you know, again, what happens when you get so many laws that are passed, the repression builds and builds and builds. That's the problem. The repression continues to build and build and build. And that's where we want to stop all this nonsense, if you will. And that's where a new state comes in. A new state, new constitution, a fresh new start for, you know, at least 18 to 19 million new Californians. And the borders aren't going to change much, I might add. From what you see that the red versus the yellow. Anyway, that's going to actually happen. You know, New California takes up about 85 to 90% of the landmass of California today. And, you know, it's urban versus rural. We're the population center. Well, they're tightly compacted in rural areas or urban areas such as Los Angeles Basin and so on, in San Francisco and Sacramento. Those areas are going to be the areas of California, the leftover of California. Yeah, well, there's got to be California and New California, right? If you make a 51st state from a pre-existing state, geez, you got to have some area, right? Well, they do. California is left with a high density, low area to maintain. Look at it this way, California. You don't have to maintain all those rural areas out there. Right? Don't have to spend money on ruralism anymore. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.